I'm Bob Perot, and this is The Fundraisers. And today we're looking at, another side of a local group that everybody knows about that may not realize does raise a lot of money and do a lot of good in the community when it comes to charities. And that would be Lanark County OPP. And joining me today, OPP Constable Joe Tereshuk. And Joe, we really wanted to take this opportunity to show that, you know, fundraising is not only volunteer groups, it's not only organizations like churches, hospital foundations, and so on. Existing groups such as the police do this as well to really bond with the community. And we know from our conversations with you that that community bond is so important.
Yeah, for sure. It's, again, policing on its, there's functions that we have to do and there's policing functions that everybody's aware of, but being a part of the community and being involved in community, community events and community initiatives is also a part of our job. And Lanark is in a good position that we have great relationships with a lot of different organizations and entities and bodies within the county that, and some of these relationships go back decades that we're just continuing and doing what we can to give back and making sure the general public knows that the police are here for a lot of different things and we're trying to make life in Lanark as safe and as good as possible for everyone here. So when we have opportunities to do some of the fundraising type things that we'll talk about, it's a great opportunity and a lot of involvement and a lot of buy-in from the officers as well, and officers who have been here for a long time, and also getting newer officers involved, because there's a lot of newer officers around too that are not necessarily just new to policing, they're new to Lanark County. Mm-hmm. Because they transfer here as part of their job, so they are now part of the community. And getting them out and getting them involved is an important part.
What a great way to put it. And that's exactly it. Like, it is an awesome way to get involved in the community. Now, we know that there are several smaller sort of internal fundraisers that go on with the OPP, and those are fantastic. Just like a lot of other offices will raise money for various causes and so on. But there was two that I really wanted to talk about that we talk about every year. One of them is I guess a little bit more closer knit as far as communities go, and that would be the Stuff of Cruisers that we see. Yep. Very common, where quite often you get kids involved, and the whole goal is to stuff a cruiser with non-perishable food items.
Yep, exactly. The Stuff a Cruiser program is something that it's not unique to Lanark County. A lot of OPP detachments, and not just OPP, it's something that police services across the country will do. But it's something that we usually try to do a couple times a year, kind of a spring, fall, or summer and fall seasons around times where food banks get a lot of pressure and there's a lot of demand. So the food banks in both Perth and Carleton Place are the two largest ones, but we've tried to set up as much advance notice as possible, so people know when we're having them at the major grocery stores, which are just another community partner.
Yeah,
like we provide the cruiser, but the grocery stores are they're the ones that really buy in, and they'll create the pre-made bags of stuff that the food bank needs, and then it's just simple. You walk in, you buy the bag, and you bring the bag out, or you can just get whatever you can. And then people will come up with cash donations too, and we got the bucket, we got to bring that over. And, I mean, it's a good day. The one that we just did, just before Easter was very, very successful for the Carleton Place and Perth food banks. And it's a day. It's amazing how much, like, with the generosity of people and what you can receive in just a few hours.
Yeah.
When people know that these, food drives are going on. Like we were filling cruisers and having to empty them and then make a second run to bring more stuff. And it's a good problem to have. The next time we do a food drive or a Stuff a Cruiser drive, we'll make sure the word gets out, so everybody knows the day we're doing it. And we try to make it as obvious as possible with the lights and the cruisers, and
And don't worry, nothing's gone wrong.
No, exactly. Like we're just,
they go, oh, somebody robbed that grocery store.
No, and that's another event that a lot of the work on these Stuff a Cruiser events are handled by our auxiliary volunteers.
Ah, okay.
Like, these are officers will come and help when they can, but a lot of the time it's the auxiliary members. The volunteers will come and they'll man the cars and they'll be there all day and they'll transport the food to the food banks at the end of the day, and they handle it all. So. Again, just keep your eyes and ears out, ready, and we'll let everyone know, the next time we do one, probably late in the summer, early in the fall, somewhere around there. But they're always well received, and the generosity of the counties is very obvious when these things come up.
Absolutely. And the other one that I wanted to make sure that we highlight is the annual Angel Tree campaign. Yeah. This is literally raising gifts. It does raise cash as well. We know that. But this is an event that's gone on for decades in Lanark County, and the OPP has always been so proud to be a major partner providing this service.
Yep. Again, this is the Angel Tree program is hugely successful. It gets bigger every year. We're into decades of this program going on, and it gets attention from outside of Lanark County. Like it's not necessarily a standard is the right word, but it's a
tradition.
It's an example of something. If people really buy into it, it can become just a traditional every year. It's like, when are the Angel Trees coming out? And we have so many community partners that want the trees. And again, the Child and Family Services of Lanark, Leeds, and Grenville is a big driving force, because they're the ones that actually get all the gifts and they're the ones that distribute it to the people that need it. Mm-hmm. We help with the setup of the trees and getting the trees and the little tags out to all the different business and commercial partners that want to host the trees. All the detachments have them. The regional headquarters and Smith Falls has one. So we get it all involved. We get them, and then the pickup days are always it's unbelievable every year, where we get the trailers and the big trucks, and we usually have to empty our snowmobiles out of our snowmobile trailers, and because we need multiple trailers to to pick up everything, and it takes multiple days of officers driving all over Lanark, picking up all the stuff that's been turned into the various businesses that have had the trees and given out the tags, and then to see the just completely overwhelming pile of toys. it's unbelievable when you see it, like how much stuff is collected just in a matter of weeks. This year will be no different. The program's going to continue as it always does, and looking forward to it. And it just, again, I just can't wait to see how big it gets, because it grows every year.
Yeah.
More and more tags. And
that happened even despite COVID and everything that went up. People continued to give. And I know for you, this is a huge part of the job that you just absolutely love. You love being involved in this part. I mean, we've been speaking to you for a couple of years now, Joe, and the community aspect, giving back to the community. I think a lot of people don't realize that that's why most people get into policing.
Yeah, pretty much. It's getting, having a job and doing things like this every day, where you don't necessarily think of this when people are becoming police officers, and when you're looking at it as a career and thinking of, oh, okay, it's all about driving around and catching bad guys and stuff. But doing community-based events like this and having the positive interaction and say something as simple as stop parking in front of a grocery store and having people fill your car with food to bring to a food bank, and picking up toys and stuff at Christmas, and getting to, and knowing that that's going to just extend and help out and make sure that not just young kids, but even adults or older kids, like everybody should have something open on Christmas. And it's just getting to participate in that every year, both in terms of the fact that my family always gets a tag or two off a tree.
Yeah.
And so we're picking an Angel Tree kid to provide stuff to, and then collecting it all and helping out with getting everything to the Child and Family Service office so they can distribute it all. It's just, it seems like a small thing to do to make such a huge impact, and that's why every year continue to do it, and hopefully it just gets even bigger.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, listen, Joe, I want to thank you so much for talking about this today with us. We really appreciate it. And we know that Lanark County OPP is constantly giving back to the community in so many different ways. This was just a great opportunity to highlight two ways that people may not have thought of in the past. So thank you for all you do.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime. Again, it's part of the job. And I'm just one officer of the many that work in Lanark County. And we're going to be out as much as possible and say hi.
All right. I will. I try to say hi to you as often as I can. We've been focusing on Lanark County OPP for this episode of the fundraisers here on Lake 88 and LanarkLeads Today.ca. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening.